There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
I just find those things to be disingenuous at best, and just to disingenuous at best, and like a scapegoat maybe at worst. And those personality tests and traits and all that is designed to make you feel better about your weird personality.
I guess. I don't know. I just look at it the same way as like astrological signs. Like, okay, so you can filter your entire personality down into four letters. I don't know how it works. It's something that's taught. It's call it like I remember like looking just a tiny bit into it, and it's, I mean, it's fleshed out and it's supposed to be the thing. But people who are like, oh, I'm ENFJ. Personality trait. Yeah, so right. You have to understand.
Yeah,
you
know, that's why I prefer crunchy peanut butter.
Right, exactly. It's
I just like the crunch.
How about you're a dynamic human being? How about you or a non-special human being that you just have a few different traits and you're not special at all. You shouldn't be characterized into this thing.
Yeah, we don't have character sheets. You can't boil down yourself into a character sheet like it's a role-playing game.
I wish, but we can't do that.
Is that a societal, when you give out a prize for mediocrity,
participation trophy,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to label you because you're not labelable.
Right.
Brian, explain the society trait, because I think I've seen this somewhere, but you guys definitely are a little more knowledgeable than I am on this ENFJ stuff.
I don't know anything about that. I just remember like the id, the ego, and the super ego, which I, you know, again, I
Id. What was the id again?
I don't know. I hate to call
myself. Why do I remember that? Was that taught in school?
Yeah. Okay. And it's like a basis of psychology or something. It's like the levels of human consciousness and subconsciousness, I guess.
Burnt most of that brain cell, apparently.
This is why it's stupid here. So ENFJ is an acronym used to describe one of the 16 personality types created by Catherine Biggs and Isabel Myers. It stands
for TikTok stars.
I guess so. Stands for extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging. So there's 16 personality traits. And looking at, I just typed in ENFJ meaning. Yeah. People also ask, are ENFJ good in bed? Well, some, you know, and it's like, you can't categorize people like this. You just cannot. Why is, and this is the worst one right here. This is what's instilling this. And this is all psychology, right? So a lot of people go into that. Even if it's just like, you know, an
Everybody has to take
class.
Psychology 101 in right. their beginning
yeah.
stuff, right?
Well,
right.
that or sociology, yeah. but it is the cop-out degree. Like, if you were just, like, pounded into your brain that you got to go get a four-year degree, but you're not good at anything, and you just want to get the four-year degree, you get a psychology degree. It's, like the baseline.
Right. And
all
that's
of our psychology degree people that would listen to this podcast are like, what?
No, yeah. they're probably like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, for sure. Why is ENFJ so rare? Oh. That's the part that
Why is
bugs
ENFJ
me.
So rare? Which one was ENFJ
That's,
again? I'm sorry.
Elective, or yeah. what was it? Extroverted, intuitive, feeling, judging.
Feeling, Those, judging?
So extroverted, intuitive, feeling, judging, something, four things that I think all humans can feel at some point in their lives. Every human is intuitive to something. Every human is extroverted when they're talking about a certain thing. Feeling, everybody feels, even if you're a serial killer. And judging, there's not a person on this world who hasn't judged. And the worst thing about it is that I just read there, why is it so rare? So then that way, all these college kids can be like, oh, I'm an ENFJ. So you know, only 4% of the population is ENFJ, and I'm part of it. So it's like you're the rarest blood type. No, you're just you are not rare.
Yeah.
You are in abundance, my friend. I can go out and find. I've met you 1,000 times. Yeah. You know, I'm sick of that.
Well, no. I'm ambidextrous, and I like crunchy peanut butter. So I'm rarer than there is life in the universe.
That's right. I'm sure there's a water bear hanging around Jupiter somewhere who's ENFJ.
Sometimes you guys make jokes and say exact things that apply to me, and I wonder if I've said that in the past and you are bringing it back now and I don't notice that you're actually making fun of me.
No. Well, at least we can have one of you in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because why are you like this?
I am an ambidextrous crunchy peanut butter lover.
And he is as rare as life in the universe.
Exactly. Who has been taught by my mom my entire life. I am special.
Yeah.
No.
That is such a Western way of thinking. Like, yeah. You go to like this Amazon rainforest in Brazil and ask like a Yanomami tribesman what personality combo he's got. You know, if he's FNG, EFNG, whatever, some alphabet soup combination that somebody made up. He's going to like stick a poison arrow in your neck.
Yeah. Say, I'm just trying to eat. That's my personality trait.
Right.
Let's be warm and eat and not get wet. And,
like Rwandans?
Yeah.
Are they like down with this? I don't think
so. What kind of personality trait? I actually have my head still. So that's my personality trait.
I think we're all the same in we find a bigger pleasure. We game, so we do enjoy the digital things in life. Don't get me wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
But we find a greater pleasure in simple life or going about and doing more simple things or even like right now, we are under a major winter storm here locally. That we is unprecedented.
Sorry. It's an outbreak of snow.
Yeah. So, sorry, I didn't want to use that word, but I had to use it early. But we're in a situation where people are just not getting out and about.
Right.
They're not doing anything. And I am loving the fact that the people are, A, not driving that shouldn't be.
Right.
And B, the ones that are driving mainly know how. We're waving at each other as we pass, doing a safe speed. Does that make sense?
Sure.
In our 4x4.
Hey, it's nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's people.
It's a simpler life.
Yeah. A serious pandemic is not enough to keep somebody at home, but a little snow can. It's like, okay, yeah. The winter weather screwed up our super spreader event. That's right. It's just so I want to round it back. I am pretty sure that this personality trait system is widely taught and all this. And I don't want to. I have no degree. I don't want to spit on a psychology degree or anything.
Oh, you can. So, it's totally fine.
Okay, that's fine. But if you spent your time and you just acknowledge these personality traits, but you're not willing to actually apply them, then great. Or if you do apply them in a small. What I'm saying is, it's in people's Facebook profile. That's the part that gets me, where it's like, ENFJ, so I'm super rare.
That they work at the Krusty Krab too, so just for the record.
They just they work at former cashier, former cashier, former manager, former cashier, stay at home mom, owner of my Etsy account. Goodness. Oh, you are rare.
I love like the dichotomies that people put on those little profiles where it's like complicated but simple. Yeah. A fighter but also a lover. Yeah. Like, come on. Please tell me you're more fluid, dynamic, a more thinking person than that. Like, sometimes I'm a fighter, sometimes I'm a lover.
Yeah.
Nothing of it black and white.
You get a lot of this looking through Tinder. I hate to segue it into something I know we wanted to talk about, or I wanted to talk about, but looking just through Tinder accounts as you're going through, or any dating site, but there's really only one now. There was a bunch a few years ago, but Tinder is the only one now.
I don't know. Christian Mingle's pretty strong, bro.
Farmers only. I remember you telling me Grindr got a little weird there.
Yeah, Grindr got a little weird. I got off it.
That sounds bad.
Yeah. But yeah, you'll look through and everybody is so self-serving. It is just ridiculous. If you can't love me at my worst, you can't have me at my best. And I'm the greatest and I'm too much for you or it's a lot of people like people just putting like, I don't want to talk to you. That's their profile. That's in their profile. Like, oh, easy enough.
Yeah.
Swipe left. Don't want to talk to you either. It's all just weird. Like somebody will take so much time writing out their profile, and then you send a message, and I try and take a little effort to send a first message and this and that, and it's just like, huh, hey. You know, it's like, well, where'd you copy and paste your profile from? You're as rare as a snowflake, aren't you? Like your whole personality, your whole description is copy-pasted from somewhere you found online, you vapid.
Well, there's some psychological thing that that liars, the more they talk, and specifically I was reading something recently about the longer a text is, the more likely it's all lies.
Yeah.
If they're like trying to tell you something, like if they're calling in sick to work, if it's not like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't make it in today, that's a truth. You know, they can't, for whatever, they haven't told you, but it's like, oh, well, this happened, and then that happened, and then like a frog stole my shoes afterwards. Yeah. The longer something is, the more likely it is just nothing but a lie.
I can speak from doing that that's absolutely true. Like I definitely have found myself overcomplicating a message before and being like, this is unbelievable.
Yes, but it's very true. Yeah. Like recently I was doing that, like 100% true text message, and I went and cut it down because I was like, this sounds like I'm lying.
It just sounds like you're lying. That's right.
When you're telling the truth, you think of things on the spot. So you text like a line or two, you send it. Yeah. And text another line. So you like 4 or 5 or 8 lines of a big long text will actually be 4 or 5 or 6 different texts.
Right.
If it's the truth.
Right. There you go. Thread.
Yeah, I got to say. Yeah, exactly.
There's indentations. There's paragraphs.
It's like how my brain works. I'm EFNG. Okay.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, to bring this back to the Tinder conversation, from what I understand right now, the first thing you're going to read on most people's Tinder page right now, the number one trend, like top thing, is I got my COVID vaccine.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty attractive quality,
right?
I guess,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, good point. Not mentioning, hey, I still have herpes and hepatitis C, but it's still got the COVID vaccine.
Yeah,
you know?
Or you'll get the people that are like, I'm never getting the COVID. Now you know where they're coming from.
So once you get past that, though,
then it's I like dogs, outdoors,
complicated and simple.
Yeah, exactly. You can't let me at my worst. You don't deserve me at my best.
But your worst is pretty awful.
Yeah,
okay.
And your best is a little bar to clear.
I think that when it comes to a significant other, you have to be prepared to allow more than you feel like they're allowing. And by that, I mean, we all know we have flaws. So I went into my current marriage thinking what I'm going to be more, I guess forgiving isn't the right word because, you know, we co-live, you know, we coincide with each other throughout the day.
Are you trying to go with compromise?
Maybe that's a great word. Maybe that's
I think relationship is all about compromise.
That you're talking about on Tinder are saying up front, I will not compromise.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And I think that's probably why they're single, because they refuse to compromise.
I think online dating is a fallacy, I guess. You do not search out the love of your life. I mean, I know it's happened. People have gotten lucky and this and that, but it's really hard to like search out for some. It just kind of happens. So what happens with online dating is now you're putting yourself out there and all these likes, and you're only a 98% match, not 100%, so I don't even bother. Like, you know, it's filtering down to the, you don't want to compromise. You're exactly right. If you meet somebody, like, you know, just random, we're all humans. We all do different things. We think different thoughts, have different feelings, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes your love for somebody can overcome your love for something else, so you're going to compromise. That's always going to happen. It's impossible for two people to 100% match up, and that's going to end horribly if you do that. Watch Seinfeld. Jerry basically dates Jerry and blows up in his face. Yeah. It doesn't work out. I don't want me. I hate me. You know,
just because you both like watching movies on a Friday night in your pajamas doesn't mean that it's love eternal.
Right, but that's a better place to start than trying to line up on, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that?
Yes.
What do you think?
Who'd you vote for last year?
Right. Yeah. If you can keep it to we both like movies on Friday nights, that's a way better place to start than just trying to be like, you know, trying to narrow down and chip away and sculpt this perfect
person. I'm a
person.
Gemini, so and I see you're a Capricorn, so
it's not going to work out. You know, that's too far. It just doesn't work. I mean, I've been on a lot of online dates. Not a lot, like not like I'm constantly going out. I've never been on one here, but you know, tried it out a bunch, and it's weird, man. It's really weird. Like, I try and keep it super light, and you text and everything's good, and then maybe you meet up, and it's just, you know, that's when you realize. And that's why I always try and meet up quick, because I don't want to invest and spend a bunch of time texting and this and that, and then you get together and see, it's completely incompatible.
You say you're kind of like a coffee shop kind of meter, right?
Yes.
Like not a bar
no.
or anything that's, you know, hey, like I'm going to date rape you when you're
not
exactly. looking, you know.
Let's meet in a public place.
Yeah.
Let's get some mochiatos and I'm going to, you know. And it still works the same way. I don't try and be myself. Nobody's their self on a date. You're kind of this amalgam.
It's a first interview.
You know? Yeah, yeah. It's totally. The first. What do you do on your first interview? Do you have experience in that? Tons.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Let me tell you,
you
about it. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the whole thing is not. That's why Tinder is the only. Because it's just sex.
Mm.
That's what it boils down to.
Tinder's the hookup app.
Tinder's the hookup app. And it makes sense that it's the most popular one, because at the end of the day you can put your personality trait and your astrological sign and your likes and dislikes and all that and blah blah blah. There you're just trying to bang. That's literally it, because you're not going to find the love of your life on there unless you get super lucky. And you might meet a bunch of different boyfriends that you thought were cool. I mean, it just doesn't happen. Anybody who's on Tinder is going to be on again at some point. That's nearly a fact.
Like, what's the marriage rate of Tinder matches?
You know? Recidivism.
Yeah, the
recidivism.
Tinder recidivism.
I love it.
You're like a 99% chance to be back within 2 months.
Right.
So you have you said you haven't gone on any dates locally, but you have some Tinder stories locally?
I have
recently?
One Tinder story. Just one. And it happened yesterday. As
whoa.
Of today's the 17th, it happened yesterday. I wanted to talk about it on the show so bad, but it's a local person.
Uh-oh.
And I don't want to, I'm certain this ain't reaching anybody who knows, and I'm not going to say any names
right,
or any of this,
right.
but
is somebody we know?
No. And it's not necessary. I think they're in Ashdown. So,
okay. Oh, I don't know anyone that's younger than 18 anyways.
Exactly. So. Well, so on paper, cute pictures, she didn't have a profile description. It was just her likes, and it was like, I like music and outdoors and this and that. Cute pictures. She's 25. The whole thing was like, okay.
Perfect.
You know, like, this
seems
this
like
is
your
bang, bang,
avenue.
Bang, bang. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Perfect place to start and talk to this person. Well, we start talking, and everything's like, you know, it's fine, you know? Like, we're sending funny GIFs back and forth about, you know, we
calls them GIFs, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
We, you know, we were making fun, like, we were both different, like, catfishing each other.
Okay,
we were having fun with that.
Perfect.
She sent me a picture of, like, a horrible picture of a and she's like, this is actually me. I was laughing. The whole thing was funny. And then she's like, do you have a Snapchat? And I actually do have one. I haven't had it uploaded in forever. And I'm like, I'm an old man. I don't go on the snappers or the tweeners or anything. But she convinced me. She's like, go on there and I'll send you a picture. And it won't be, I'll show you I'm not a
gotcha.
Oh, I can't say that. I'll show you I'm not a man. Cut that out. I'll show you I'm not a man. And so I'm like, okay, fine. So I download the Snap. And she sends me a picture and I send her a picture and it's fine, right? And then she calls me on it. I didn't even know you could call. Yeah. Video chat. And I was sitting there, I was looking at it like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, too weird.
A little
too
forward.
Weird. But I dove in. I was like, well, let's see what happens.
Y'all been having fun so far with
exactly.
your memes and
exactly.
you
it might be funny.
Yeah.
And I'm going outside of myself
totally,
right now, right?
Totally.
And I was in feeling good mood and stuff, good show yesterday and all that. So, we do that, and it's fine. She's like kind of sitting on the couch. She's eating pizza, and we're talking. She's real cute looking, and
right.
she's got a really thick Southern accent, which
okay.
was off-putting a little bit,
ooh.
Just considering her face and everything. She just
didn't
you know,
look
she
Southern.
Didn't look Southern.
Was this cute Southern accents, or was it like, hey, man, how you doing today?
It was not the cute one.
No, okay.
It wasn't the cute one, but that's fine. I don't, you know, that doesn't factor in too much, you know. So everything's fine. So I'm like, okay, yeah. And I think we talked for like a minute and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, well, my friend's picking me up and we're going to go get food. And okay, cool.
Have a great one.
Have
Peace
a great
out.
One.
Okay.
This is where it starts.
Wait a minute. I thought, did you not hang up at this point or you did hang up?
Oh, no.
Point?
Yeah. We were hung up.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, she had given me her number.
Okay.
Because she doesn't want to be on the app
at
all the
point,
time. The app
it makes
sucks.
Sense. Y'all have had a decent
exactly.
interaction.
Exactly.
I'm cool with that.
So I get the number, and I, you know, we were texting a little bit, and then she just calls me.
I calls you again. This is the
and
second
this,
time
yeah.
she's freaking called
yeah.
you, dude.
And but the first
I'm
one was like kind of
you.
Fun, but yeah,
right,
and I was
right,
a little weirded
still.
Out. And I was like, okay, let's jump back.
It was
in.
Good.
Let's
I had
try
a conversation.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I answer it, and she's got me like. I guess patched through the car with her friend, and they just
How old
launch
is she
in.
Again, 13?
She's 25.
Okay,
that's, don't suggest that.
I didn't mean
my
it that
goodness.
Way. I meant it in the sense. How mentally? How old is she?
Yeah, I already did.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah, right.
So we're talking, and I got to be honest, it was kind of fun. You know, I was, you know, I was doing my best. I was putting on my voice and everything, and just trying to have some fun with it. And they're like, yeah, we want to get food. The only place that's open right now is Waffle House. So we're going to go to Waffle House and get some pancakes. I thought that was weird. I was like, it's Waffle House. And you get waffles. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a red flag.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Strike one.
So as the conversation's going, this is probably about an hour after we had talked on the snappers.
Gotcha.
And she sounded really high on something.
Oh, like up high or
no,
down high?
No, down high, oh, like okay. on a Percocet, like how you would ooh, sound, or like, kind of
like a little slurry.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe even drinking.
A
maybe
little barbiturary.
A little barbiturates.
I love that word. Barbiturates.
Barbiturates. Yeah.
So this is where it gets interesting. She starts revealing crazy details about herself. She's like, all of a sudden, now I don't know how you feel about this, but I just got separated from my husband and I'm 4 months pregnant. And she's like, I'm not looking for a dad or anything right now. I don't know what I'm looking for, but I thought I'd just be upfront with you. Clearly drinking or something like
well,
this is bringing
you for
her
being
out.
Upfront.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa,
not looking for a dad right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you want to be a daddy soon, like in 5 months
or a father figure, even for me.
Yeah. And her horrible friend is going off about something else. And at this point, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I'm on a phone with two people I currently hate right now. And but I stuck on it because it was so interesting. It was this
That's
chick,
different, right?
Yeah, who was just like, come forward, wow. You know, so I'm pregnant and all this stuff. And I don't know what I'm doing on here.
Good,
and I
just thought good for you.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I thought I'd be honest. I'm like, okay, cool. Not what I'm looking for, but, you know, I'm sticking around for a second. And then she starts telling me about her alcoholism that she's trying to get over.
Oh, no.
She tells me about her miscarriages that she's had. Yeah.
Damn.
As Patrick's eyes go super wide. And she starts telling me about, oh my God, all this stuff. And she has two kids.
And y'all met like 2 hours ago, right? 2 hours before this.
Right, right.
Via messenger.
Via messenger.
Yeah.
Not
was
even
any
in
of
person.
This on her Tinder profile?
No. So, but I'm sticking around. At this point, I just said, I'm just interested. Yeah. I'm just listening. Yeah.
You're watching a train wreck, like
yes,
right in front of you.
Exactly.
And this
exactly.
is a hookup app. So he's thinking, she's already pregnant.
Easy enough. No. So I'm just sticking around. I'm like, I'm just laughing. I'm just laughing on
That's
the phone.
Crazy.
And all of a sudden she's like, okay, well, we got to the Waffle House and we're about to go in. And she's like, do you think you could buy me? Do you think you could buy us Waffle House? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
And I was like,
that's hilarious. She was playing you the whole time.
Exactly.
Like, what, with some Bitcoin or something? Like,
I guess you could DoorDash it or cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what she's looking for.
It doesn't seem Waffle House is that advanced to accept anything like that.
So I immediately turned like just into my normal self.
Yeah. Oh no.
Where I was, no. And I was like, oh yeah, really? Like, okay, yeah, I'm not giving you any money. You know? I was like, the only reason I'm sticking around here is because you're revealing horrible parts of your life that I don't want anything to do with. And I'm on speakerphone with her friend, and she's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not buying you Waffle House. Like, after an hour of talking to you, it's not happening.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh my
and,
wow.
And the whole thing was just ridiculous. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, have fun trying to, you know, I don't know,
find
we steal
daddy.
Some Waffle House, whatever you got to do. And we, you know, close
good luck
phone.
With the baby.
Yeah, exactly. And then she texted me right after that. She's like, sorry, I guess that was a little soon. No,
that was a little never.
Yeah,
don't date much, do you?
Yeah.
The 3 months pregnant while you're on whatever you're on part was too much for me.
Yeah, immediately.
No, I don't care. If you ask me to cash apps, use some cash, I'd be way more advanced to give you $6 for a waffle than I would to, you know, listen. It right. just blows my mind.
I'm done with prostitutes in my life. I'm sorry. Just don't do that. And I texted her saying something like, oh no, it's cool, you revealed some crazy stuff and I've got something to talk about now.
That's
so I enjoyed it. Good luck with everything. I'm not buying you Waffle House. And you know, wish you the best. She said, I wish you the best too. And that was it.
Dang.
Easily the weirdest like, you know, just 2 hours of...
Oh, you don't go around paying for women's Waffle House.
No.
If you're not there with them. And no. Someone you never met. I mean, next is going to be the neonatal medication. Yeah. You know, the drug debts.
Yes.
You know, maybe some hollow point bullets for the Glock.
I actually looked it up on Urban Dictionary. Waffle House is code for Klonopin. That whole thing was just interesting to me. In fact, I was outside on the phone smoking, and Caitlin walked out, and she let Kiwi out. And I was just sitting, I was standing there on the phone, like, just as if, like, I was looking like I was in a war. And I didn't know why I didn't just, like, boop, just hang up the phone immediately. But
for this right here.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's exactly right. I was just standing there, and she was like, and at one point I was slurry like, oh, is this too much? And I'm like, oh, no, please, more. The whole thing was hilarious. Now, it's not exactly the worst Tinder date I've ever been on.
Oh, no.
As far as that goes. But it was the weirdest experience I think I've ever had on that app. And I really liked the way I acted for it. Like, I didn't immediately hang up. I didn't cave in and buy her Waffle House or drugs. I don't know whichever one. I was just like, man, I'm hanging around. I need to record this.
Yeah, it's like you're losing some of your hard edges in this older life, man.
Yeah, exactly. You think?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You would have took advantage back in the day. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, maybe she just needs someone to talk to, so
yeah,
I'll
maybe.
Listen. Let her vent.
Oh, it was, yeah. And at certain points, I was like, kill me. Like, but then other points were like, oh my God, this is intensely interesting and amazing. Please tell me more. It was, you know, I guess it was refreshing in a way.
So no second date?
Hopefully she learned a valuable lesson from...
No, IHOP?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I guarantee you, there's women on there just hoping to, like, you know,
get a Waffle House meal.
Oh, and I forgot she did say for a second, she's like, before asking to pay for Waffle House, I know she said, if you're lucky, I could send you some pictures of what we're doing and this and that, and like all this stuff, like the whole thing, the moment.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, if I'm lucky, okay, if you're lucky. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're lucky, you're going to get to eat at Waffle House.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't count on it.
Feed that bun in your oven there. My goodness. The whole thing was absolutely wild. Just an insane
person. She got her litter with her in the back. The whole family.
Yeah, and then eventually, I remember what exactly I had said. I'm like, she was so going into that, and I was like, oh, I'm not a father. Like, so don't worry about that. You know, where she's like, I'm not looking for a dad. Well, you're not going to find one. What do you mean? And all this. And then at one point she did, before the whole thing was over, or after the phone call, but before it was like, okay, wish you well, she had texted me like, oh, and I'm sorry, if you're not into kids, if you're not into kids, that's a deal breaker.
It's like, oh,
there's no deal.
No, wait, I can adapt.
Yeah, exactly. I think people on Tinder, especially guys on Tinder, they're probably kind of powerless a little bit. Like, they don't know. They're total doormats.
Yeah, totally.
And I can be a doormat in the relationship, but leading up to a relationship, I am the furthest away from a doormat.
There needs to be a little pretense involved, you know, not just straight out of the gate. Oh, you're an ass.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm curious. I bet you. You said she was really pretty, though.
She was quite pretty.
I bet she has multiple dudes she leads on like that.
Yeah.
And that will buy her things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Probably some good-looking dudes, but they're just doormats.
Yeah,
right. She's working on one every day of the week. You know?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And Tuesday got screwed up because of Tyler.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about on the air earlier. Yeah. You know, the type of pictures that people take. And there's a lot of, what's the word?
Crawfishing. Sorry, that's not the word?
No. I'm thinking of obfuscation.
Ooh. Yeah.
There's a lot of, I'm this personality type, but you're not at all. There's a lot of, here's a picture. And by the way, again, I don't mean to remake the joke, but the pictures, they're not even the whole head. They're just the face.
Yeah.
So either
one eye, a half of another.
Right. Either your face is about the size of an apple, or your head is the size of a beach ball.
So here's the honest question there. Is that a product of poor self-image? Or a product of trying to lie to you? Do they actually think that some of those things are true about them?
Yeah, that's perception is reality.
Perception, that's a poor self-perception, yeah.
I feel bad, you know, Tinder's full of a lot of ugly people, man.
Well, most people are ugly.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It's got to be
rough. We're a solid six on the DeQueen scale, for the record. No.
There's people that I scroll by on Tinder like, God bless your heart, man.
Yeah.
You are never going to find anybody.
And you would think people would be getting prettier over time, but ugly people have plenty of kids, too.
Yeah.
So
you'll find somebody not here, you know. And the main thing is the worse kind of your profile, your pictures, and all that, the worse kind of you look, underneath in the description, it'll always say, no hookups.
Here it comes.
That's what you're there for. You're there for guys that are fours to get it in. I'm sorry. And that you need to get off Tinder. You need to, I'm not saying that's all that's your only use. On Tinder, that's why people are there.
Yeah, go to eHarmony.com. Yeah.
Or you could take those routes of the more, you know, wholesome dating sites, but another way, just wait. Or go out. The number one thing that you can do if you can't find somebody to date is to go and do things that you don't do. That's the main thing. And yeah,
socialize a little bit.
Yeah, I can sit here and wallow in singleness, but at the same time, I'm only have myself to blame.
Mm.
You know, I don't go out. I don't go do different things. We live in such a small town. But there's still 100 places I could just go and visit.
Yeah, the Sonic, hang out in the Walmart parking lot a little bit, Tractor Supply, you know?
See, that's why I don't do it. There's not a lot of
Farmers Co-op, man.
Yeah,
hang out there for a day. You get some digits.
Yeah.
But that's why digital dating is such a huge industry today, because people can't wait. You can't just tell somebody to wait anymore. Think about it. The unintelligent don't have time, and the highly intelligent... They're putting their time into other things.
Right.
So this is the back burner. You know what I mean? Whereas the unintelligent, the people that aren't doing anything with their lives, they don't have time because everything's happening around them and they just don't have time for anything.
Right.
The guys like you and I, we're always doing what we want to be doing. So whether we're working efficiently or inefficiently or playing, we're doing what we want to do. We prioritized our time.
Right.
Which means we don't have time for any of that baloney.
Yeah. And also, guys, when they're just wanting to do the one thing that guys want to do, the least amount of effort. It took a lot more effort 20 years ago. You had to look nice. You had to be nice. You had to. And even then, you're hitting tens on all the scales and you're probably going home alone. You still had to work. Now, I'm not saying there weren't players, but like, you know, even a player loses out on a night is what I'm trying to say. The least amount of effort. As men, we would drive beat up nothings. We would live in a cardboard box and all that. The only reason that we have nice crap is to attract ladies.
Yeah,
totally.
That's just dead on.
Even rap stars can't get it in every night.
Exactly.
As you're saying, they have no standards.
Mm. And what's a rap star wanting, 30 pounds of chains on his neck? He don't want any of that. He's just,
it's his big image. He's peacock.
Yeah. He'd wear puka shells and a potato sack if that got him women.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the least amount of effort. So that's why Tinder is around, because you can just make a profile, find somebody while you're on the toilet. And that's it. No time taken out of your day.
Yeah. And look at this girl you were talking to. For a little bit of Waffle House, she was ready to let you be father of her children. That's all it was going to take.
Her unborn children, even.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the ones that haven't been named yet. Let you name them.
She probably would have let you have the middle name.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All I'm saying is I'm not upset that I'm missing out on this.
No, same here.
I have zero online dating, period. I've never done it because, I guess, in my situation, radio, I've always had a persona. People have known me for a while now or whatever. So when I became single, people knew it. And I had friends that were like, okay, we're going to hook you up with someone.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean? So it wasn't like 10 to 11 years ago before my wife and I got together. Online dating was a very negative look to it. People just, you didn't talk about, you were doing it,
You didn't talk about it.
People were still real back then.
Right. Yeah. I have never done it. I've never had the pleasure or the angst, the anguish, whatever you call it. But I don't miss it. I don't think I would miss
it. I'm bad at it, but I've had real success with it.
Hooking up.
And other pretty folks have.
Yeah.
If I just, our mom and our stepdad, they were like the first successful internet dating couple. I mean, one lived in America, the other one lived in Canada, and they met up like on AOL chat or something and hit it off, instantly met up in person, like in Chicago, which I think was like halfway. 20 years later, still married.
Yep.
She was LaFonda on Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
That literally, literally played out the way you
said
that.
Okay.
If you ever watched the movie.
Man, I have. It's been a long time.
So. Okay.
No, it's it doesn't work like that anymore. Everything, just like anything else, everybody wants things to be quick and bite-sized and easy to digest, and they don't want to so much effort and blah, blah, blah. And guess what? And I was doing this in a college town. These girls that I was going to go see, they had bright futures, and they had full-time classes and work. So I guess I can kind of understand, like, hey, I'm my own. I'm not living here. I'm just trying to bang. You know, let's, you know, come on, make it quick. Make it a good opener, and let's do this.
Get
and,
to business.
Yeah, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. It's the, you know, I got three kids, stay-at-home mom. You might want to vet your possible suitors a little bit better than just like, you know what? This guy didn't send me a dick pic.
Right?
He might be good one.
She thought she was on sugarbabies.com.
That's right. That's right.
Get some Waffle House paid for it.
Oh, and she actually meant that. She said that at one point because when she was like, can you buy me? I was like, no. You know, I was just like that. And she was like, oh, I'm not, I don't want you to think I'm looking for a sugar daddy. I'm like, good, because I'm like a salt. I'm salt. Like, I'm not even a daddy. I'm just like
drinking out of the ocean.
Yeah. That's me. That's it. You're not getting a penny out of me, lady. This is not happening.
And it's like, come on. You know, I would think, and maybe I don't know anything about Tinder. Right. And again, like you said, it's mostly just it's for very casual relationships.
Yes. Yeah.
I would think, guys and women, come on, don't you want to be with somebody with some prospects, with their own like future ahead of them? And you're launching out of the gate like, hey, I'm on this dating app, maybe we can get together, but I can't afford Waffle House.
Yeah,
which is like the cheapest, pretty much free to eat there. You know, I mean, just
that's hitting all my bases. Tell me more.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being poor.
Yeah,
but nothing wrong with being poor, but a little self respect at the same time. I have to think. Guys were craving it, women and men were craving it decades ago. Surely they still do. Surely that's still a thing that you want to have with your partner, is respect.
Right.
And
no, definitely. Guys, don't take the picture from the downward angle up, and ladies, brush the damn Dorito dust out of your cleavage and pick yourself up, man. Like come with some. This is what I am.
Right.
You know, this is what I am bringing to the table.
My illusions of Tinder and what kind of dating app it is those illusions were dispelled looking at the Reddit, the subreddit. Are trashy.
Yeah.
Filled with, not even stuff I'm going to describe, but just like profile pictures and descriptions of people on there. Like, oh, okay, I see what this is all about.
That's,
and anybody out there on Reddit, check out the trashy subreddit, and you it'd be disgusting pretty quick.
Right.
My illusion when it comes to online dating, we talked about this at some point. Let's say my wife dumped me today. She was like, you no longer interest me in whatsoever. You're kicked out. Lock the door. I changed the locks.
Sue you.
Sued me. Yeah, I took everything I owned. My illusion is that I would be the biggest playboy on the new market.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, quote unquote, I have a job. My kids are almost grown and out of the house. You know,
you're not a slovenly individual.
I clean myself daily. There are things about me that are, I guess, acceptable.
Especially with women your age.
Right.
Because women my age, they're still able to, you're like the last branch that somebody could catch on to before they just hit the ground. And that's not to say you're not an attractive, well-to-do guy, but like
that's more talking about them, right?
Exactly.
I took that you're proper.
Yeah, they can be like, okay, Jay Lindley's attractive, but also, man, stable.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I think you're right. I think it would be Jay Lindley's stable.
Yeah.
And a little trash.
And you know. It's a bonus that
and he works out, so he's not horrible.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe he'll just let me stay at home and not do anything.
Right.
And soak up all his money.
Right. That's the classic.
That's where they're so sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
I have no money. Yeah. Remember, my wife dumped me yesterday.
Yeah.
She got rid of me.
I have less than none.
Yes. Yes.
That's the curse of the nerd, too. The nerd, unable to get the women in the early life, but later on, he's got the IT job, he's got, you know, the stable house.
Yeah, seven-figure salaries.
And now the supermodel's looking at him.
My curse is the same when I was a jock in high school as it is today. Unfortunately, I'm not a casual dater.
Right.
It just hasn't worked for me, I guess, maybe, and mm-hmm. I'm not the dive all in with someone. I don't know. So
I dive in emotionally. Like, if I like you, if I like you enough to date you, I'm willing to be with you.
Right.
For real.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's I think I dive in. That's like a flaw of mine that I definitely can dive in quickly.
I say maybe a very old fashioned way of thinking here, but there was a time, and it was probably better for society when folks, when they dated, generally maybe tried to look for the qualities of somebody that they could then see themselves being with the rest of their life.
And right. You pass down those qualities to your children.
And I don't know. Like, again, most relationships, most people end up having kids, right? Like right. That's just a simple fact. Population's growing. Most people are having kids. And you want to grow up. You want your kids to grow up, you know, in a situation where you just got laid. You had now you're having a kid, and you don't know that the daddy's a rolling stone, you know.
Yeah.
And he calls home wherever he hangs his hat.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you want to. Your kids are asking you about that. Who's daddy? Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, he was just some bum I met at the bar. And
this is all of a sudden a 70s funk song.
Yeah, I know.
It's sad.
Yeah,
it really is kind of sad.
Did a bunch of preaching on the corner all the while stealing and leeching.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. One of the worst things that you can find coming across a profile on Tinder is not their likes. It's what they don't want you to be doing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's not exactly bad. That's not like, oh, I want you to change for me. And it's always like, I don't want pictures of your junk. I don't want you, you know, if you don't like kids, no hookups, no this and that. And I see those profiles. I'm like, dang, man, these are the quality men that I'm up in competition with, I guess, you know, that like, you know, I'm all aces when it comes to all that. I'm not a creepy dude. I don't send nothing that's you don't want.
You're a catch.
I think I'm a catch.
Definitely. And, I agree. Yeah. I would say you're a catch.
Yeah,
you're
right,
a single
right.
man. No former weddings that I'm aware of.
No.
Okay.
No stray children.
No stray children running around there that you're aware of.
Nope.
No incarcerations. No convictions.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I did. I did have one.
No seatbelt ticket.
Right. I did have a no seatbelt ticket. I don't know. Should I put that on my Tinder profile? I had one scare where I actually had to do math to figure out if this child might have been mine.
Ooh.
Gotcha.
The math was in like 2 months.
Gotcha.
So I was good. I was good. Good.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I eventually looked further into the profile, the social media profiles, and found that, yeah, okay, great, great. But like when I saw it, I was like, like it was like Beautiful Mind. Like
yeah.
It was like formulas and all this stuff's flying past me. And yeah.
Well, what's with the whole putting it on there? Like must love kids, you
right.
know? And it's that's a tough bar. You're on there looking for a date, right? And like a good time. Or right. are you on there looking like I'm in the market only? I'm only in the market for a new baby dad.
Yeah. Husband, you know? Dad. Yeah.
But if you go through life saying my children are the number one thing in my life.
Yeah.
And you've only had douches that you've dated, you may that ultimately didn't want kids, they just wanted to bang,
right?
Then that may be the first thing you put on there.
Yeah, exactly. Know? That's why I feel anytime somebody's like must do or don't do or all this is because they have been just ringed out and ringed out.
They didn't care before, now they have to.
They
exactly
have to.
So they're jaded.
Yes.
Yes. And probably bad dates.
But I guess people should change. Most people don't change,
good
right?
Yeah.
Like they don't really change a whole lot. So right. I respect people that do.
Definitely. I've met I never met this person, but I had connected with somebody on Tinder a long time ago, and then came upon him like a year or two later or something like that. And she was, and I remember her being like, "Yeah, it's been a while since we talked. A lot's changed in a year or two." And I was like, "Yeah, a little bit. Like anything new with you?" And she's like, "No, I'm just not as slutty as I used to be." And I texted her. I'm like, I wasn't one of the ones you were a slut with, by the way.
That's funny.
Like, I they'd never met you. So have a good day. Yeah. My goodness, man. People, well, I don't know.
She's like, well, it's because of the AIDS, and I'm like court ordered to reach out and advise everybody.
The herpes flares up every other month. Yeah, so.
I gotta trace back.
Yeah.
So you weren't okay. Great. Yeah. End of conversation.
But I was talking about the fact that my original, I haven't changed. My original issue with women is the same issue I would have today if I were to be dumped and go on to dating sites. And that's, I don't approach. Mm. I just do not approach women. I don't have
You're a little
approach.
Aloof about it?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. The wife says it is, I have zero ability to see advances coming towards me.
Oh, okay. I bet it's this line of work, though. You're kind of used to people.
To pass them off, maybe.
Well, it's a little bit of a public position, so you're used to people talking to you and being nice to you and all that, right?
So, I can't.
People are nice around here, so it's hard to weed out the
right.
That's a good point. I can't assume every teacher slash government worker that is nice to me wants to sleep with me too.
Yeah, that's better than every guy out there who like is in line at Easy Mart and the cashier is like friendly to him and he's like, oh, she's in love. She obviously wants to do it.
Right. And then you're on the right end of the spectrum.
Yes, you're definitely on the right
finding
end.
Finding that middle is tough, right, man. It's really tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely have an instinct and I have game, but most of the time I'm there's enough of me to where I'm like, I will not approach this person because that could have just been they're paid to have a smile, not right, at me in particular.
What's that app where the women only approach the men?
Bumble.
Okay, so maybe Bumble would be my app. I don't know, right?
Nobody uses it.
I know, Bumble's it disappeared, supposed to, didn't it?
The only people using it are going to be like, no hookups, no shots. You got to like having five kids around. You got to, those, because those are the ones where they're just sick of the men, but nobody's on it.
Are you talking about me again?
Yeah.
Don't like hookups. I've loved having five kids around.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, come on.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Must love kids. It's like, I don't mind kids. I got to meet yours before I say anything about if the kids ask me to play with my phone, get out of here.
And with all that being said, bros, I got to say it this way. I don't know, Patrick, I'm sure you probably agree with me. I thoroughly, thoroughly prefer it the way I have it right now, married happily with a woman who pretends at least that she likes me.
Mm. Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know the first thing about taking a dick pic, so I'm just going to keep things like they are.
Yeah.
Because now I'm not surprised. There's no surprises with my wife. Yeah, so.
Exactly. A lot of dudes out there that can never be president.
Yeah, no doubt.
They can definitely be a quarterback for the NFL.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can still be into Supreme politics. Court.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You can still get nominated to the Supreme Court. That's fine.
Senator for Louisiana to something like that. Yeah.
Anthony Weiner was a little more ironic than the name.
That's true. That is touche.
Hey, no politics.
Yeah, no politics.
No politics, people.
Yeah.
It's only as much as I'm craving to talk about politics.
Well, okay.
It's only bad when Democrats do it.
That's right.
See, this is the thing. This is the thing. I haven't been in many relationships by the definition of relationship.
Yeah, like a long-term, short-term even.
Yes. Yeah. So I've only ever been broken up once, and it was with a person that I'm pretty sure, like, I was young and dumb, and it sounds bad to say, but I'm pretty sure I was, like, ruining her life.
Oh.
You know? Which is totally understandable. Easy enough when it comes to me.
He happens to do that to you when he's around.
Yes,
so.
Yes. So now it sticks with me. Anytime something good is happening relationship-wise, I end it. Because I'm afraid. I have every other actual relationship I've been in. I broke up with the person, and I can pretty much say 100% of the time, except for one, maybe 75% my fault, 25% her fault, I broke up with them because I know I would be poison to them. And that's not a bad,
it wasn't the negative on you that they were creating. It was because you felt like you were a negative in their life.
Yeah, exactly.
When it's not you, it's me. Like you're 100% like genuine about that.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I invented it. No. and believe me, I have conviction behind it. I'm like, I know how to word it. Not that I have to word it in a way to make you feel better about yourself. Trust me, you should feel great about yourself. That's why I'm leaving.
I'm doing you a favor.
Exactly.
Okay? You're welcome.
Man. Yes. So I could say there's three other relationships. I've had a total of maybe four. And one broke up with me, the first big one, and then the other three after that, bang, 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 ended them. Like I'm talking Facebook we're dating relationships, and I ended each one, and each one was because I am just bad for you. I am poison. I you know, you have a one of them in particular was
how
like
highly you must think of yourself to to go to someone and be like, I'm a terrible person.
Yes,
my the biggest question from that point when you told him that. To the time you changed your status on Facebook, how long? How long was it? Minutes? Days?
However long it took me to drive from the place I broke up with him to home.
Yeah.
That's to get back on Wi-Fi.
Wait a minute. So you're actually a gentleman. You broke up with him
always,
in person?
Always.
That, my friend, is completely unheard of these days, I would think.
These days, yes.
I would have to be honest, the last one that I was in was more of a fall off. It was to the point where...
You ghosted her.
There was some ghosting.
She ghosted you too, though?
Not really.
Oh.
Like it was in particular. This was a hard one. This was a really hard one. Just I don't want to get too much into it, but it's circumstances, and I was wrong. I was wrong on the last one to do it the way I did it. But for the other ones, 100%. Maybe because I wasn't as connected with them as I was the very last one. The last one was really tough. Just to do it, you know. It's for me. I'm usually really upfront when it comes to this stuff. I can speak with conviction. This time it was, I don't know, I was not myself. I did not feel like myself, and I did it in a way that is totally not the way I do things. It's totally different.
Like you, I've also only been broke up once, and I don't think I do it well when I take care of the breaking up.
You don't think you're a good breakupper?
No, I don't. Not. I mean, it's all been in person. Again, I've never texted somebody saying I would break up.
Right.
But I don't think I'm good at it. It's
like you
hard.
Leave him with a bill. Like you made him at a restaurant, leave him with a bill.
Yeah.
Maybe not even that. It's more like it's just hard for me to be mean to be not cool with people.
Right.
Maybe that's even more.
You're like mincing your words too much with the whole thing.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, maybe if things were like this and.
No, I mean, I'm pretty. I think I'm straightforward, but it's just hard for me to be straightforward with you. I'd rather just be cool with you.
Right.
And we, you know, go. I'd rather be able to ghost you in a way,
right?
Than to say I'm sorry, even to say it's me, not you,
right?
That to me, I know I'm a coward. I'm sorry,
right?
I love that my wife and I are so out of tune, like with the mentality of modern dating, like in 2021, what it's like to date. the thing that I wonder, Tyler, if it ever frustrates you is you might be with a girl, be seeing, you know, talking to one, and Caitlin's like, so are y'all dating?
Oh, the worst question.
Yes,
is it?
And because and again, my wife and I, we've been together like 13 years. We hooked up like in the days of MySpace, you know, and like before YouTube and things. So it was a different society back then. Like there was still like courting, and then dating, and then betrothal, and then like. Getting engaged and then getting married eventually, you know, so there's like these clear steps you follow. But nowadays, I know enough to know things are a little more fluid, right? So like when someone asks you like, so are you dating? It's a little naive question.
The word dating is so broad these days.
Yeah, you could just be hooking up.
Sure. Yes,
and,
yes,
and then the southern thing. There's a southern thing too. I mean, and I maybe it's much more common. The shotgun wedding, where maybe you just plan to hook up for a second, but hey, now you have a kid involved,
right?
Because nobody was smart enough to take precautions.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, and we're a pro-life community, so there you go. Now there's kids, and now you have two people that have no compatibility. They're totally different.
Yeah.
Astrological signs, their psychological profiles, or their character sheets do not match up. But now they're hooked up.
Yeah.
Because it is the societally the right thing to do.
Right. Right. But it isn't. It's much better. I've said it on this podcast. Much better to grow up in two happy homes than one very unhappy home.
A proponent of staying together in marriage, I agree with that statement.
Right, absolutely.
There's one thing about the so are you guys dating that this is what I wanted to get into. When I say I've only had four relationships, I've had a lot more than four. But those are the four relationships that I could like confidently say yes, on any given day, at any given point in the street. Or here's a better way to say it. I could be seen with them. that's the type of relationship I'm talking about. I've only ever had a few of those. There's, and not even that.
And then maybe you like cohabitated? Maybe for some period of time?
Right, exactly. Like, not that I couldn't be seen with a lot of girls I've, like, I guess, dated, quote unquote, but like, just, oh, we're not, like, you know, official or whatever, whatever. I've been in 1,000 of those, and it's to the point where I don't know if it's something with me. I don't know if I'm, you know, that's the thing where I really have to confront myself. I don't know if it's with me because a ton of them have been, like, there is a lot of circumstances. Because almost every single one of those relationships has been, it's not you, it's me on their end. So anytime it was an official relationship, I broke up with them because of it's not you, it's me. Anytime it was like this thing that I wanted to happen, but they didn't or whatever, and it's not you, it's me. And there's been a ton of those instances. And it's to the point where it's hard for me. I can look at myself and judge myself and all that. And if I could, I would confidently say it's absolutely me. But a lot of them have been like, I'm only here for the next 6 months. You know, or I'm only here, or I'm just recently divorced, you know, and like I'm not ready for or this or that or that, or I'm not blah, 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 blah.
That's a made for TV movie with Jason Sudeikis, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you think he could play me?
No.
I was thinking Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought that
Jason Statham. Yeah. Statham. Yeah. 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 Yeah.